Hey.
And that's Barry J. Hughes, and I'll be talking to him later on. But now I have Denise Buckley from City Hall. I'd say, Denise, when I get this first and it says Denise Buckley, City Hall, it sounds very officious.
It does. City Hall. It does. We're very official in City Hall. Thank you.
Okay, tell us what's happening there tonight. There's lots and lots of things going on.
There's lots going on. Well, it's a lovely setting to start with. It's an 18th century building, and as you can see, I'm dressed in 18th century gear here. Maybe not under the coat, but I am.
Okay.
And we've a lot going on there this evening. We've a permanent exhibition on the history of Dublin, which traces the history from the Vikings up until the modern day. We've got an exhibition on O'Donovan Rossa, which is a temporary one, and you can get free entry to that at any time. We're open Monday to Saturday. But we've a great lineup now for this evening. We have a group of young traditional Irish musicians ranging from 7 to 20 years old who sing a variety of instruments such as harps, accordions, whistles, flutes, and they're a branch of Coultus Ceoltóirí Éireann, and they're actually based in Monkstown, and they're on from 6 to 8 o'clock in the vault area of the building, which is on the lower ground floor, and upstairs in the magnificent rotunda, which is the entrance hall of the building, we've got a lineup starting at 5:30 right through until 10 o'clock at night. We have Kiru, who's a multi-instrumentalist and singer based in Dublin, and his music is interactive. His sound varies from slow indie to stomping swing, and he has East African upbringing and European roots, so he sings in various different languages. A little bit for everybody there. Stevie Cliff is a singer-songwriter from Dublin who spent some time in New York, and his music is full of energy and a great combination of pop and poetry. Then we have Alan Tully, who's a regular performer around the city. You may have seen him. He's been involved in many of the famous music sessions Dublin is so well known for. Anne Scott, a very intense performer. She experiments with unusual melodies, ideas and lyrics, so that's one not to miss. Ria and Morris Czerniak, that name is of Polish origin. So Morris is a guitarist, and is Ria's uncle. Her music is very earthy and soulful, and she's really great. Aidan Murphy is a singer and songwriter whose live show often includes piano, guitar and computer looping effects. Sinead White is from Kildare, and she's a very melodic, bright style and is a rising talent on the Irish music scene, so you have to come in to see her. Ardu is a group of singers from all over Ireland and the UK who are based in Dublin, and they have roots in traditional choral singing and specialise in arranging well-known popular music. And last but not least, we have Cry Monster Cry, who are two Irish brothers, Richie and Jamie Martin, and their music reflects their interest in Irish storytelling traditions. They use mythology and fables in their songs, and their debut album, Rhythm of Dawn, is full of beautiful melodic harmonies. So that's really, really a great lineup this evening. So you really have to come in and see us.
Has it gone up for the weekend?
It's
like
just for the one night, unfortunately. Really? We really need to extend it, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, how long is the night on?
It might go on a bit longer than the 10 o'clock.
Unusual for City Hall as well, I imagine.
Well, we have lots of events going on there all the time, really. You know, we have from private functions, you can get married there.
But not a full night of music.
Not a full night of music. But this might be the start of things to come.
Well, tell me a little bit about the story of the capital and the vaults that are 1,000 years old and part of the history.
Yeah, well, it's a multimedia exhibition, so it starts from the arrival of the Vikings a long time ago, over 1,000 years, and it tells the story of the capital of Dublin through multimedia, various storyboards, databases, little films, and there's great clips from Dublin in the 50s, so you can actually see how it has changed from that time.
And is this specifically made up for Culture Night?
No, that's there all the time. So you can come in there just Monday to Saturday.
There's so much going on tonight. There's a lot of stuff that people are going to miss, and it's great that these are continuing things.
You can come in, have a look, have a flavour of it, and then come back. You know, I mean, we have the O'Donovan Rossa exhibition there, which is temporary, and if you say you want to see that, you can get in free.
Okay.
So that's the thing to say. Say you want to see the O'Donovan Rossa.
And the vaults, when you talk about vaults, exactly what do you mean?
So it's the lower ground floor. The storage area of the building originally.
Are they crypts, or...?
They're not crypts, no.
Just for keeping.
Like, papers. It was a royal exchange originally, so it was owned by the merchants of Dublin, and they conducted their business affairs there, and then it was taken over by the council.
Okay.
And then it was restored to its original glory from 98 to 2000. And
any stuff from today go down there?
From today?
From this age.
Yeah, this age. Yeah, we're working on that now. Okay. We'll have a new exhibition next year on 1916, which is 20th century. So not today exactly, but not that long ago.
I'm joking, but with the Freedom of Information, I wouldn't mind getting a look at some of these things.
Would you? Yeah, maybe when you're finished here, you could come down now.
That's a nice invitation. Yeah. Anyway, it's a terrific night. I think it is going to go after 10 o'clock now.
I think it will. There's a lot to be packed in there this evening, so, you know. And we're not finished there. We're not finished with tonight. We're working with the Festival of History as well. So we have on Saturday the 26th at 11:30, we have a historian, Laura Thorpe, who is there working on the day just for the hour. And she's inviting children to come in and find a historical costume from the 19th century that appeals to them, and they can write a little story about the character.
Oh, terrific.
You know, and then there's a lecture on there on Monday the 28th of September in the Rotunda, and that's part of the Dublin Festival History. And it's historian Shane Kenna who's going to present a lecture on O'Donovan Rossa. Okay,
I don't know if you heard Ray Yates earlier on saying they've put in to be the European Capital of Culture. So that's more work for you,
That's more work, but it's fun. It's fun anyway, you know. Okay. Just a bit more money would be great, you know.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're
it's
welcome.
Been a pleasure talking to you.
Lovely
Denise
to be here.
From City Hall.
Thanks
Thank
a
you
lot.
Very much.
Thank you.